Alterman. Flares fell over Gaza before dawn on Monday before rockets from Gaza were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome in the sky above the border with southern Israel, and the audio of the warning system announcing red alert was heard. Israel and Hamas fighting in Gaza continues. Hamas is a designated U.S. terrorist group. India's Supreme Court has agreed with the government's decision to remove disputed Kashmir's special status. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma.
India's top court has upheld a 2019 decision by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to strip Jammu and Kashmir's special status as a semi-autonomous region with a separate constitution and inherited protections on land and jobs. The five-judge constitutional bench of the Supreme Court ruled the region's special status had been a temporary provision and that removing it in 2019 was valid. The unprecedented move also divides the region into two federal territories, Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir, both ruled directly by the centre. It's the first time in the history of India that a region statehood has been downgraded to a federally administered territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Difficulty reaching consensus over fossil fuel phase-out, which is could be the day behind the delay at the COP28 draft text. Elise Buckle is CEO of Climate and Sustainability Organization.
There has been a lot of discussion on the phase-out of fossil fuels, which is the most important topic of this COP. And now there are many countries actually pushing for the phase-out of fossil fuels.
There is a coalition of 100. This is VOA News. Representatives from Myanmar's ruling military have held talks facilitated by China with three armed rebel groups leading an anti-junta offense. State media reported by a junta spokesman said on Monday. EU foreign ministers met in Brussels on Monday to discuss opening membership negotiations with Ukraine. EU leaders will meet for a summit in Brussels on Thursday and Friday to decide on proposals to grant 50 billion euros of economic support to Kyiv and a further 20 billion euros to Ukraine's military and to launch accession talks. Also, Ukraine's deputy prime minister said protesting Polish drivers had lifted a blockade at the Ukrainian-Polish border crossing and that the first trucks were passing through on their way into Ukraine. A former female Japanese soldier is hoping for change as we wait for a verdict in a landmark sexual assault case. Reuters correspondent Diane To says the suit accuses male soldiers with sexual assault.
Konoi believes the ruling carries weight for Japan's future, where she says there are many sexual assault and harassment cases, but criminal consequences are very light.
It is important and would be good for Japanese society if we can show in court that harassment is a crime. I'm not looking for a light or severe punishment. I want them to say it's a crime.
Konoi is accusing three former Ground Self-Defense Force colleagues of sexually assaulting her in 2021. All three have denied the allegations. Even before then, Konoi has said she was constantly harassed since enlisting in 2020.
Reuters correspondent Diane To, who says after superiors did nothing about her complaint, she left the force last year and went public with her claims. The U.S. military's secretive X-37B robot space plane is poised for liftoff from Florida on Monday. On its seventh mission to orbit, the vehicle's first launch atop a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, capable of lofting it higher than ever before. The Falcon Heavy, composed of three reusable rocket cores strapped together, due for blastoff from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida during a 10-minute nighttime launch window starting at 0114 GMT, weather permitting. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.